Rugby League on Radio Yorkshire.
Should be a belt. I mean, this has developed into a real battle, hasn't it, in recent times? And look, neither of these two want to be 4 from 4 defeats.
No, they don't. And it, although neither coach will hit the panic button, the longer you go without getting that victory, you start to feel a bit twitchy.
Think it towards the corner for Hall. It's a decent kick. Hall catches it, offloads to Moon, who will score in the corner. Great wing play from Ryan Hall. He was stood right on the sideline, caught it above his head, had the presence of mind to dump the ball back, and in goes Joel Moon. He's gone up to the video referees, Richard Silverwood, but this, if he's onside, looked a stonewall try.
I'm pretty confident this is a try. He'd be very disappointed if Ryan Hall has got himself offside here. But great play, as you say. The kick was on the money, but it was made by Ryan Hall.
Try given. 20 metres out from the corner flag. And come forward now, his first shot at goal on the night. Sends it on its way. Tell you what, this looks pretty good. It is pretty good. Talk about inch perfect. Jordan Lilly straight over the top. 6-0, the Rhinos lead. Joel Moon, Brough, oh, that's poor defence, and Brough has just sold an outrageous dummy. Adam Cuthbertson went racing out of the line, and Brough has walked over, not a hand laid on him. They're back in it, the Giants. It's Leeds 6, Giants 4.
Yeah, they certainly are, and what a great player Danny Brough is, isn't he? And as you said, he looked out there. Cuthbertson, you know, hook, line and sinker, took the dummy off Danny Brough, and he skids in under the post. Boos ring round Headingley because they're not happy with the refereeing decisions.
Foster hammers the ball over. 6 points apiece here on Radio Yorkshire. With just less than 10 to go to the break here on Radio Yorkshire, it's 6-6. They're 10 away from the line, far side. They're going to swing it back towards the middle, then they're going to go for the crossfield kick. It's a decent kick. Hall has misjudged it, straight into the arms of McGilvray, who will dive in to score the points. Oh, Ryan Hall, he saved them last time down that end, but he couldn't save them then. He went, jumped high to catch, he went straight over his head, and McGilvray couldn't believe his luck. The Giants in front, Leeds 6, Giants 10. Here he comes, short run up, sends it on its way, and he's curled it straight between the middle. 6 points the lead now, 12-6 the Giants lead. Some would say a little bit of an upset here on the cards. The Giants, good value so far. Leeds going for it on the hoot, a little dribble kick in. Leeds can't get the ball, it's hacked out by Connor, the fullback. Safety first from him, job done. And at half-time, the Giants will go into the sheds. 12-6 in front in the second half here. They trail by 12-6 on Radio Yorkshire. At ball be played. Full Ferris pushing and shoving, and Bruffy's giving him one back. They're at it in back play. Ferris and Brough, the ball's gone to ground. Huddersfield have got it. They're still pushing and shoving. And I told you earlier, when Ferris was involved, Brough had a push out at him, and that's carried on. There's a bit of bad blood there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And, you know, Danny Brough, he might be only small, but he won't back down to anybody, will he? And watch this space. Watch this space. There's more in that. Mark, there's certainly more in this to come in the next 24 minutes.
Yeah, Brough running at the line, gets it away to Connor. Short pass on this near side. The Giants, if they get it away, could be in. Aaron Murphy, great defence, leads on the last. It was Hardacre. Who else? They've got numbers. They come out this side and they've dropped it. Foster's dropped it. And that'll be the handover. That was a big chance. And here is Sutcliffe. Sutcliffe running at the line. He's straight through. We've not seen a lot of Liam Sutcliffe, but he's just put himself in the game. And the penalty leads to a try. Sutcliffe scores. It's Leeds 10, Huddersfield Giants 12.
Yeah, and I think that's what, you know, we're going to get from Sutcliffe. I think Sutcliffe's biggest skill is what we've just seen there. He can create things out of nothing for himself.
Sends it on its way, looks pretty good to me. Given whatever angle you want, he stuck that one over. It's 12 points apiece, and now Huddersfield, who've been doing a lot of defending, they need to come up with some points if they're going to win this game. 10 metres out here at dummy half, it's Oliver Roberts who darts and goes for it himself. He's tackled a yard away. They've got numbers if they come quick short side. They do, and they're in, and they will score, the Giants. They spotted it, and it's Michael Lawrence who crashes through. Well played, Huddersfield. They were alert to the opportunity, and this time they took it. Leeds 12, Huddersfield 16. Ball out the back for Lilly. They've got 3-on-2. He kicks for the corner. It's a great kick. Has that been touched down before McGilvray kicked it out? I think it has. I think this is going to be a try for Leeds. It looked like Leeds had got the hand down. Was it Kinehorse who got it? It was, we think. No try, says the referee. This is going to be interesting to the naked eye. It looked like he got something on there.
Well, the TV cameras have just zoomed in on Kinehorse, and my powers of lip reading aren't fantastic, but I'm pretty sure he says, yeah, I got it down.
I think you can. I think he's got that down.
I think the referee, him calling this a no try, is the key one.
Well, I think is his finger on the ball? It's a try. To the naked eye, it looked a try to me. At Headingley, here comes the video referee. What does he say? Try given. 16 points apiece. Here he comes on his right foot. He's got underneath it. It looks pretty good. Has it got the legs? It has. What a kick from Jordan Lilley. Creates a try and adds the extras. Leeds back in front. Leeds 18, Huddersfield 16. Back to one. No, it's a penalty. Huddersfield batting the ball down at the play of the ball. And look, Brian McDermott says, we will take the two here. He wants the two. That is the call, and they will kick the goal here. It'll take another minute off the clock. It does mean that the Giants would have to score a converted try to win. And here's the kick from Lilley. Flanks go up. 20 points to 16. Still game on, though, isn't it? It's not over and done with on the back of that.
You can tell what that means to Leeds. It's a big relief to get off that 0 points, Mag.
It is indeed. The Rhinos have got the win. It was narrow against the Giants. 20 points to 16. We're level at various points throughout the night.
I think the first half was penalty, 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 penalty. The second half, we didn't really see the referee involved much. Gave what it had to give. He'd probably say that the players learned from their mistakes in the first half. But I think Leeds never at the continuity had them that seen them win the title last year, but were good enough to grind out the victory. The coach was clever enough to see.